Track 15. And we leave the final words to Mike Liggins, who shares his joy of having had good neighbours.
Ronnie loved his garden. It wasn't just his pride and joy, it was something more than that. He lived for his garden. Ronnie loved the spring too. He couldn't wait to get back outside and get on with the business of growing fruit and vegetables. He was a kind and thoughtful man, didn't say much, and he certainly didn't suffer fools gladly. He would probably have hated me writing a column about him. But for 15 years or so, he was an important part of my family's life. So if you're looking down, Ronnie, I can only say sorry. The first thing you need to know about Ronald Sharman is that he was part of a double act with his wife, Doreen. They both grew up in South Norfolk and fell in love just before the outbreak of the Second World War. Ronnie saw service in the RAF. He was an aircraft engineer and was in Egypt when a Spitfire crash-landed close to where he was working. He never talked about it, so details of the incident are sparse, but he did tell me on one occasion that he broke almost every bone in his body and spent 6 months in hospital recovering. Doreen also did her bit for the war effort, working in a munitions factory in Royston. Ronnie and Doreen were married on the 6th of April 1946 at Seething Parish Church. Ronnie was home on leave. The only photograph we have of the wedding shows Doreen in a lovely, plain white dress and Ronnie standing proudly in his RAF uniform. After the war, Ronnie worked for Panks in Norwich. Doreen would cycle to and from her job at Coleman's every day. She was a lovely, kind-hearted soul, a brilliant cook, a lover of flowers. They had a motorbike and sidecar. Oh, what I would give to see a photograph or some old cine film of them speeding along now. We came into Ronnie and Doreen's life when they were quite elderly, moving in next door. And because they'd never been lucky enough to have children, our two became surrogate grandchildren. Doreen in particular loved watching the children grow up. Ronnie loved that too, but he was a bit more interested in watching his plants grow. He grew onions, potatoes, leeks, parsnips, broad beans and sprouts, all laid out in incredibly neat rows. He had a depth of knowledge acquired from years of experience. Well into his 80s, he'd be down on his hands and knees weeding away. He was also a big raspberry grower and knew exactly what it took to produce a good crop. Occasionally he'd wander into our garden to have a look at the few raspberry plants we had. They were almost always in a complete state. He'd take a look, chuckle to himself, and often return a while later to sort out the mess himself. What happened to all this amazing produce? Well, Doreen turned it into some amazing home cooking. Lunch was at 12:30 each day, meat, potato and veg with gravy, the main meal of the day. Doreen would also trot across to our house with raspberry crumble, stewed apples and so on, and we were always delighted to see the fruits of their joint labours. Ronnie died in 2014, while Doreen soldiered on for a few more years but missed him terribly. They were married for a remarkable 68 years. A different breed. They lived a much simpler, arguably happier life. We loved them and we missed them a lot. I wish I'd asked Ronnie more questions about growing vegetables and fruit, because he really knew what he was talking about. So, this May, if there's an old boy who gardens near you or has an allotment nearby, take a moment to stop and chat. You never know what you might find out about gardening or life in general.
Thank you, Mike. The friends we make in life really are what makes all our world go round. And on that note, we've come to the end of this May edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed listening to all of what goes on in the county. Thanks go to our readers, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldry, to Emma Lee, Nina Nanar and Mike Liggins of the printed edition of the Norfolk Magazine, and to our sound recorders, Catherine Rose. We'll be back again next month. So for now, from me, your editor, Sarah Lusher, goodbye. Thank you.